Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. But today we're taking a detour from our usual programming to explore some seriously cool sci-fi indie gems. Buckle up, Buttercup, because we're blasting off.
Ooh, I love a good sci-fi surprise. What you got for us? Lay it on me.
First up, Duel, Judy Greer, leading role. It's about a woman using time travel to, well, deal with grief. Think ethical dilemmas meets grief counseling with a dash of what if.
Time travel, grief, that's a heavy combo. Color me intrigued, give me more.
Okay, so she uses this time travel gun to alter the past, but things get messy, as they do with time travel. Super thought-provoking stuff about guilt and consequences. Also, Judy Greer is amazing, just saying.
Okay, I'm sold. What's next on this cinematic space odyssey?
Synchronic, time travel again, but with a twist. This one's a mind-bender. Siblings hiding in the past after a heist, a mysterious safe house, and cryptic messages. It's like Looper meets Blood Simple. Low budget, high impact.
Ooh, a slow burn sci-fi thriller. My jam. But tell me, how do they even hide in the past? Is there a time machine involved or something?
Yeah, so they kind of turn some clocks around, walk through a door, and chat into a rotary phone. Poof, past. Their contact leaves messages on a tape recorder inside a magically appearing safe. It's wild.
Mind blown. Okay, hit me with another one.
Vesper, dystopian future, gorgeous visuals, killer world building. Humanity's on the brink, and this young girl, Vesper, is just trying to survive. It's like a dark fairy tale, but sci-fi.
Dystopian? Sign me up. So is there any hope? What is she trying to survive against?
Right? Well, engineered viruses and organisms ravage the ecosystem. There are citadels for the elite, while everyone else scrambles. Seriously stunning visuals, though. Like, $5 million budget, but looks like a blockbuster.
5 million. I need to see that. So she's fighting against other survivors?
Kind of. There's a complex power dynamic, even among the survivors. Oh, and there are these creepy plant things. Can't say more, but they're memorable.
Creepy plant things. I'm even more in. What's next?
Aniara. This one's bleak. Spaceship to Mars goes off course. Everyone's stuck drifting. It's less action, more existential dread. Not for the faint of heart.
Bleak space opera. Sounds intense, but is it scary? What kind of existential questions are they dealing with?
Imagine being trapped on a cruise ship forever. People lose it, in various ways. It explores what it means to be human, to face oblivion. Heavy stuff.
Wow, okay, last one gotta end on a high note, right?
The Artifice Girl. AI ethics, but like a stage play. Four characters, one room, explosive dialogue. It's about an AI designed to catch pedophiles, but the question of her sentience becomes the real core of the film.
AI ethics, always a fascinating topic. So is this girl truly sentient, and how does she feel about being used in this way? Does she even have feelings?
That's the million-dollar question. The actress playing the AI, Tatum Matthews, is incredible. She nails that unsettling blend of human and not quite human. It'll mess with your head.
This all sounds incredible. I've definitely added these to my watch list. Thanks for the recommendations.
Absolutely. And that's a wrap on Nutty's Show. Until next time, stay nutty, folks. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.